AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is threatening to attack ports in the Middle East. The U.S. is vowing to blockade all Iranian ports starting today. After peace talks failed, the strategy now is to force Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Pope Leo is responding to President Trump's criticism of him over the war.
Don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loudly against war, looking to promote peace, promoting dialogue and multilateral relationships among the states to look for just solutions to problems.
The president accused the American Pope of being too liberal. A federal judge is dismissing President Trump's $10 billion defamation suit against the Wall Street Journal and publisher Rupert Murdoch. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president filed the suit last summer after the paper put a new spotlight on his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, with an article describing a sexually suggestive letter the journal says bore the president's signature in an album compiled for an Epstein birthday. The president denied writing it and said the story was false, malicious, and defamatory. But the judge says the president failed to show the article was published with the intent to be malicious. It's another blow to his bids to use the legal system to chill reporting he doesn't like. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Crews are working to restore power to a closed hydroelectric station in northern Michigan as heavy rain threatens to cause a dam to overflow. White House economists estimate the country has a shortage of 10 million houses. It says more construction would lower prices, increase home ownership, and fuel faster economic growth. Existing home sales sank to a 9-month low to start the spring home buying season. This is AP News. A celebration in Germany for a gorilla, the oldest in captivity. Here's the AP's Stephanie Dazio.
We're here at the Berlin Zoo today to celebrate Fatu's 69th birthday. That makes her the oldest living gorilla at a zoo anywhere in the world. Zookeepers lovingly prepared a basket of a birthday feast for her. It had beets and apples and her favorite cherry tomatoes. It was wonderful to see her come outside into her habitat and really play up to the cameras. She's very experienced at this. She's been at the Berlin Zoo since 1959. And so we wish her an alles Gute zum Geburtstag.
That is German for happy birthday. Some water utilities in the U.S. are reporting the war in Iran is disrupting their ability to maintain recommended fluoride levels in drinking water. Israel is a major supplier of the chemical used to fluoridate drinking water. The number of water utilities affected so far is small, but the shortage is affecting hundreds of thousands of people. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.